It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and Friends.
On the ping, and it is, of course, the morning show, John, Anna, and Friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. Stronger, smarter, sensible, Millway with three locations in our area to serve you and your local financial institution of choice. Our friends today come from Harvest Texarkana, the Regional Food Bank. Camille and Jennifer are here. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
I didn't hear you.
It's good morning.
There we go. Yep. It was on. I just didn't hear it very well. All right. Good morning, and it's good to have you in here. We hadn't had you in a little while, so give us an update. We're trying to come out of COVID. People are still in need. What's going on with the food bank?
Well, we still have need. We mentioned this earlier, but you know, we already were in a high need area even before COVID started, and now that we had a lot of federal funds and federal food programs this past year that have now kind of tapered off, but that need is still there.
Right.
So now, you know, we're relying on the community more than ever to help us get that need met.
Well, so if we wanted to help, what are the ways that we can help?
What's the best way?
What's the best way?
Yeah. Well, Jennifer, do you want to go into a little bit?
We certainly take help however we can. We rely very heavily on volunteers. You know, we couldn't do the work we do without having volunteers at the food bank every day helping us pack food. We have people in the community do food drives for us. The way that we are able to do the most good is with monetary donations. We can take every dollar that we receive and turn that into 5.5 meals. So we can take monetary donations over the phone. You can call and give us a credit card over the phone. We have a PayPal link on our website. You can come and see us, and we will take your money however you want to give it to us. But you know, we are certainly appreciative of all the support that we get in our community.
Right, and just understand out there and just to clarify the fact that, yeah, you can bring the food down, the non-perishable canned food, and they'll take it, they love it, they want it. But if you're going to spend the money on it, if you just give them the monetary donation, they can get a lot more food with that dollar or whatever. So it makes it better.
We talked about this a little earlier, but there are some programs that we do not use collected food for.
Right.
Specifically, our backpack program for children. We want all of those kids to have the same types of food, same nutrition. So we actually rely on funding from the community to purchase that food from vendors. We're getting large, you know, huge truckloads at a time. And that way, all of the children have kid-friendly, easy to open, easy to prepare, nutritious foods. And we're not having to give one child something nutritious and another child, you know, a bag of chips or something that's just, you know, less nutritious.
So yeah, with the kids backpack program, it's monetary. And you said on the Facebook that if you want to sponsor a child so that they can take home meals on the weekends and over the holidays and things like that, just $125 a year sponsors a child.
That's right. We have it down to where it's $125 for one child to be on the program the entire year. So they're getting a bag every single weekend, every single Friday, that has, you know, two entree items, two breakfast items, shelf-stable milk, juice, and some nutritious snacks. And then on holiday weeks, they're getting twice that, as well as some other things that we try to add in, peanut butter on longer weekends. When we can, we try to, you know, put in some hygiene products, because these children, sometimes, a lot of times, they're living in situations where if they need food, they also need those items too.
Well, absolutely.
Right.
For $125 a year, sponsor a child and take care of all that. That is absolutely fantastic.
How many Starbucks coffees is that?
Really? Not very many.
Not very many.
Yes. Everybody in the Starbucks line.
Not very many at all. You were talking on the Facebook about your current situation involving your mobile pantries and what you're doing with that. Talk about that a little bit.
We are continuing to do those mobile pantries, especially in the rural underserved areas. And we were doing that pre-COVID, and we just ramped that up during the COVID crisis this past year. And we're continuing to do that. We are continuing to do our mobile pantries in Bowie County, in New Boston. And we're really pushing most of our food out in Miller County through our partner agencies. We have about 15 partner agencies, church pantries, soup kitchens, that we're relying on, again, to get that food out there.
Right.
And that's because we don't have the influx of food that needs to get out there as much as we did in the previous year.
Right.
But we have some wonderful partner pantries.
All right. So remember the fact that, you know, even though the COVID numbers are calming down and the economy is trying to come back, there's still a lot of people that are struggling from this past year that either lost their job or got cut back or something. It's not all roses out there, even though the news is better. We still got people in need. We'll continue talking with Camille and Jennifer as we continue on this Tuesday morning on The Pig. 1039 MyPigRadio.com, The Morning Show, John, Anna, and Friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union, Stronger, Smarter, Sensible. This would be news time, but we've already had news a couple of times this morning, so we're going to let DeLauder's Grocery Store, DeLauder's, your family-owned grocery store since 1977 in Maude, Texas. They're going to let them sponsor our guests, who are Camille and Jennifer from Harvest Regional Food Bank in Texarkana. And we've been talking about the need that they have and the different ways that you can help out. If somebody wants to volunteer, which you can always use volunteers when you do these, especially when you do these food drives and such, or if they want to donate the dollar, what are the different ways that they can volunteer and donate?
You can give us a call. We always need volunteers at our food bank. We rely very heavily on volunteers and hands at the food bank. We have people in our warehouse packing boxes for our multiple programs.
Right.
We have them helping pack our backpacks for our backpack kids program. We have them packing boxes for our mobile pantry program. And we literally would not be able to operate all of these programs if we didn't have volunteers there helping us. You can give us a call to see, you know, when we have those needs. You can also go on our website. And you can do the same if you want to make a donation. You know, you can give us a call. We can take donations over the phone. We have PayPal available on our website. So there's multiple ways that we can help. And we're always happy for anybody who wants to stop by. You know, we Camille and I love to give tours. We're very proud of our facility. And
we got a good facility.
Yeah, absolutely. And we love talking about what we do. And you know, we're really proud of the work that we do, and we're also really glad that we're able to kind of, you know, be able to see people again and have people at the food bank and to be able to you know, to talk about what it, you know, everything that we've been doing.
Yeah, you know, especially if you I don't know if you work flexible hours or maybe you're just retired or something like that, and it's a good way to spend your energy helping out, because y'all are nonprofits. I mean, it's kind of like you don't have a big staff.
We don't.
So no, you need.
When I went in there.
You need the man and woman power, as they say.
That's right. Yeah. We have about 10 full-time employees, and everyone wears multiple hats. And I can't say enough about how great the team is, and how they all pitch in and fill in for each other, and really do what's required, and go above and beyond. So I'm always wanting to brag on them.
Yeah.
Even though we don't see them as much on things like this. They're out there. They're out there right now delivering in our trucks. They're out there picking up food from retail partners and delivering it to churches all over.
So it's a great group to volunteer for if you want to, and definitely think about making your financial donations to help out all the hungry in need, and like I say, especially the kids.
Yes, sir.
Yep. All right, we'll continue talking real quickly with Jennifer and Camille and finish it up here on The Pig. And more of the best of most countries coming up. Stay with us. It's Tuesday morning. Rain has moved out of the area, and we should have some sunshine as the day goes along. 24 hours a day, the best of most countries out here on The Pig, 1039, mypigradio.com. We've been talking about how you could help out Harvest, Texarkana, the Harvest Regional Food Bank. And you got a fun golf tournament coming up soon. What is it all? Tell us all about that.
When is it?
We are having it's going to be May 17th.
Okay.
And it is our inaugural Drive Out Hunger golf tournament.
I love that. Yeah.
So we loved that. Loved that logo and name. And so we're really excited about that. And you know, this is a new event for us. It takes the place of our usual spring event that's wine and jazz.
Right.
We've always had, and we were so disappointed not to be able to do that again this year. You know, we didn't get to have any of our events last year. We always have wine and jazz and Taste of Texarkana. And going into this year, we knew pretty quickly we weren't going to be able to have wine and jazz because it is indoors and, you know, a lot of activities going on with that. So we were looking for something that was able to social distance and open air, and it just made sense to do a golf tournament. So, you know, we're looking forward to it, and you know, we've already put in our order for great weather. And
May 17th is probably going to be good.
Yeah, we think so.
Yeah, and usually is. So, where's the golf tournament going to be held at?
It's going to be at Northridge Country Club. And you can go to our website or give us a call for any team information. Yeah. We still have room for teams and sponsors. And we've already got a good number of teams. But we still have room for more. And it's just going to be a great day. We're going to have a little ceremony afterwards with a little live music and entertainment.
Good.
So we're trying to add in some fun elements too, a little auction.
All right.
So we can start living life again.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. I like getting closer and closer to that.
Good.
Every day we're getting a little closer. So go to their website and check it out. If you want to sponsor, always could use more sponsors, right?
Right.
Or be a team and play in the tournament, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Let's play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Because that's the game that's up here today.
Okay. This will be fun.
And I think these are going to be fairly easy.
Okay, good.
At least one of them is, anyway.
All right.
Which of the following mammals lives the longest? Okay. Is it A, whales, B, elephants, or C, giraffes? What mammal lives the longest? Whales, elephants, or giraffes?
I'm going to go with whale.
She's going with whales.
They have less.
I've heard of some really old whales being out there. It seems like some kind of documentary my child was watching.
Yeah, I would have guessed.
I agree with you. I saw something on Facebook about it.
I would have guessed either whales or elephants, but whales is the correct answer.
Awesome.
They live the longest. Nice. They say the bowhead whale can live up to 200 years.
Wow.
All right. If you don't get this one right, I think I'm just going to walk out of the studio.
Okay.
This is really easy. Hershey's is the largest manufacturer of chocolate in the United States. What state are they located in? A, Vermont, B, Pennsylvania, or C, Ohio?
Oh, Pennsylvania.
It has to be.
Famous Hershey, Pennsylvania. Absolutely. So I don't have to walk out of the studio. What is the simplest form of 4/8?
Okay.
A, 1/4, B, 1/3, or C, 1/2?
1/2.
I'm going to go with her.
Yeah. Oh,
she's smarter than me.
Yeah.
She's got her math on.
I just have to do more elementary school math at home.
She had her coffee this morning. Okay. That is true, of course. When green plants use sunlight to synthesize food from carbon dioxide and water, we call this process A, photosynthesis, B, mitosis, or C, I don't know how to pronounce it. Homeostasis? What is homeostasis?
Well, we'd have to Google it.
I'm not sure, but I think it's photosynthesis.
Yeah, let's go with A.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, I've heard of that one. Yeah.
Having kids in grade school is really paying off.
It helps out. Yeah, I'm going to have to look up this homeostasis, but yeah, it is photosynthesis. And finally, a rectangle is 7 inches wide and 5 inches tall. What is the area in square inches? Is that A, 12, B, 24, or C, 35?
C, 35.
She's right.
She was so fast on that.
It's all those tests we have to study for at home right now. That's right.
See, that's the trouble. She's got elementary right now. It's been too long for me.
Yeah. The refresher we need.
Yeah, you aced that one, so you're moving on to the sixth grade.
Yay. All right. Yay.
I think I would have missed at least two of them.
It's all that at-home work we had to do this past year.
I guess. Yeah, there you go. All right, Camille, once again, if somebody wants to donate or volunteer or be a sponsor or be in the golf tournament, all these different things, what are the different ways they can get a hold of you?
Any of the above. They can give us a call at 870-774-1398, or they can go to our website at harvestregionalfoodbank.org, and we have lots of information about our golf tournament. We have information on volunteering, and we have a direct link to make a donation. Of course, you know, you can always come by, and we'll take your donation or send a check, or just give us a call if you're interested in volunteering too. We can go ahead and get your name and number of people you have to volunteer and get you set up with something.
All right, so help. I was just going to say, help them out.
Let's help them out.
They're in the business of feeding people, which is so important. Thank you, Camille, for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.